Anyone who reads gothic fiction will tell you that vampires are bad news. People who read modern medical journals, however, might disagree. In fact, they think vampires just might help save lives. The kind of vampire I'm talking about is Desmodus rotundus, commonly known as the vampire bat. Yep, these little creatures are real, and even though they almost never turn into suave Romanian counts to drool over, they do drool a lot themselves. That's because their saliva is an essential part of their dining habits. When a vampire bat latches onto, say, a steer, it needs to keep the blood flowing from the little puncture made by its teeth. That's achieved by a natural anticoagulant in the vampire bat's saliva. Now, despite the movies, vampire bats almost never drink human blood. But people do suffer from other blood problems, a leading one being stroke. Stroke is caused by a clotting in the blood which stops the flow and can starve areas of the brain of oxygen. Doctors have generally broken up clots with a compound called TPA. TPA works okay, but it has dangerous side effects and can even hurt brain cells. A better idea? Bring in the bats, says researcher Robert Medcalf, a biochemist from Australia. Vampire bat spit contains a different compound, DSPA, which does the good things TPA does with far fewer side effects. DSPA is now being tried on patients who have suffered a stroke, and the data should be in within a year. If it works, doctors might just have found an unlikely friend, the vampire bat. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Craig Nelson and Butch Brody in biology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.